אברל השם חזר וים אצלי בדרה וים אצלי בדרה וקבל השם קבל השם חזר וים אצלי בדרה חזק ואמץ ליבך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק ואמץ ליבך חזק ואמץ ליבך וקבל
חנה בעשיריות.
Preparation in the tents.
נקרא מתוך תפילת רבים של רבש.
I'll read from the prayer of many by Rabash. If there are a few people in the collective that can reach the goal, which is adhesion in the Creator, that this will give more contentment to the Creator than what he was rewarded with coming close to the Creator, he gives himself up and instead wants the Creator to help him, because from that there will be contentment above, more than there will be from his work. And because of that, he prays for the collective, meaning that the Creator will help the collective and give him that feeling, meaning that he should have satisfaction from the ability to bestow to the Creator and have contentment from it. Since in everything there needs to be an awakening from below, that's why he gives an awakening from below, and an awakening from above the others will receive. Meaning, the ones that the Creator knows that will get the most benefit out of it. We'll read it again. If there are several people in the collective that can reach the goal, which is adhesion to the Creator, and that this will bring greater contentment to the Creator compared to himself being rewarded with giving contentment, then he gives it up for himself. Instead, he wants the Creator to help them, because from that there will be contentment above, more than there will be from his work. And because of that, he prays for the collective, meaning that the Creator will help the collective entirely and give him this feeling, meaning that he should have satisfaction from having the ability to bestow to the Creator contentment. And since in everything there should be an awakening from below, that's why he gives the awakening from below, and the awakening from above the others will receive, meaning those that the Creator knows will give more benefit to the Creator.
How will we get the most out of today's lesson?
ננסה להתקלל אחד עם השני.
We'll try to integrate with one another.
Yeah. What's up to us is the awakening from below. We have to make an effort to connect on our part. And all the rest, that's the Creator.
Yeah, every morning we need to get out of the state of darkness, the slumber, and start coming out to connection through the outer clique, the group.
Let's ask for each other that we'll have the strength to ask for the friends and not for ourselves.
Yeah, we ask for the light to work on us.
That will
to ask for the ability to integrate in one another and to want for the others to bestow contentment to the Creator.
דafka, בוא נישאל לגבי דafka, איך אנחנו חולים?
Let's ask specifically in this lesson, out of envy, how can we make it the most successful lesson? How, from seeing the greatness of the friends, how the Creator behaved towards the friends, as we read in the excerpt, there are those with whom he behaved one way and those with whom he behaved another. So how to somehow relate to the friends, that the Creator gave them the most optimal point to give him contentment and to envy that. How do I awaken that envy each and every moment?
Everything that I see and perceive, it's in my will to receive. We actually want to help each other to come out of the will to receive in the Creator. He is helping us do that already by making the friends great in our eyes, by allowing us to envy them. We simply have to increase that more and more.
Yeah, out of the envy, we can acquire the desire and from one another, and this way to yearn to the Creator more.
Envy is another game that gives us fuel, the ability to work, to go towards the goal.
Envy is that vessel in which we receive strength from the Creator through the friends, through the ten, because the person acquires strength from the outer vessel, which does not belong to his will to receive.
Kabbalists explain that envy is something beneficial, even if we don't feel it that way. So we annul ourselves and do what we need to do.
Through the envy, you envy the pretty qualities the friends have. You include yourself in those qualities, you grow your kli.
And by this envy, we every time renew our deficiency that comes from the right place, from the friends and the ten. And this is how we grow and enlarge each time, every time. And we're committed to do that toward each other too, to allow everyone to get a good impression from us, so that we'll be able to advance the friends too.
We need to be grateful to the Creator for having that thing called envy. Because it's everything. It's outside of me. It's a vessel of the friends. I need his help in order to hold on to this thing which is opposite and contradictory and makes me feel lowly, but I can ask on it and I can be in connection with the Creator through the ten. That thing contains everything, the whole package that we need in order to be in adhesion with the Creator. Everything is in that envy.
Let's continue being thankful to the Creator for arranging this environment for us, where we can see our ego, where we can see how we can come out of our ego. And now we have an opportunity, the morning lesson. It's really an opportunity to ask for the friends and you really want for nature to change.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to take another step together with the friends, both here and in the world kli. Also think of the friends that are still sick and have difficulties and need our prayer, because we see that nothing in this world can help. Rather, specifically, if we connect around them and demand of the Creator to bring back those friends. Each time I receive gifts from the Creator and I see that there's nothing really worthwhile outside of our path. Everything around us, it just shows how important what we have here, though. We can somehow give to the whole world this connection. And that it is in our hands. Gratitude is the vessel by which we understand we connect to the Creator, because He's keeping us here with His strength. We have to be grateful and put an effort from our part.
Gratitude is something necessary. First of all, in order to remember that it all comes from Him, from none else besides Him, that He's the one that's doing everything, and let's go.
Oh,